This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. It's believed if a line of doctors go on strike, it will be the largest of its kind in U.S. history. 600 doctors gave Allina Health a 10-day notice today that they'll walk off the job on November 5th if they don't receive their first contract. The doctors say they're looking for increased safety on the job and more staffing. Dr. Cora Walsh says,
in the months since we made the staffing proposal, Allina has not only refused to bargain over this, but have meanwhile sold our clinic labs with dramatic impacts to patient care and have announced cuts in x-ray services as well.
The one-day strike will impact all 61 Allina clinics, but picketing will be held at three locations: Coon Rapids, West St. Paul, and Richfield. Allina Health issued a statement saying they're disappointed with the doctor's decision and will continue talks in two more bargaining sessions before the November 5th strike date. Governor Tim Walz and state budget officials issued a warning that the federal government shutdown will cause hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans to lose access to nutrition assistance programs a week from tomorrow. The governor's office says nearly 440,000 Minnesotans rely on food assistance benefits to put food on their tables. The benefits include 180,000 children and 67,000 seniors in the state. The Department of Children, Youth, and Families says recipients should continue to use their benefits as usual for now. Today, hundreds of thousands of Americans are expected to miss their first paychecks because of the shutdown. Is there any end in sight? U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison told MNN she hopes so.
I really hope this fever is going to break, and I feel hopeful that it will, because, you know, when you talk to some Republican members of Congress one-on-one, many of them know that some of the policies that they are standing behind are harmful to the American people.
This is MNN. The new $183 million Lee and Penny Anderson Arena opens today on the University of St. Thomas campus in St. Paul. Tommy's women's hockey coach Bethany Brazen is excited to play Providence College on the new home ice.
Pool is the understatement of the century. I feel like I've been really fortunate to be around hockey my whole life, and professionally speaking over 10 years at this point, and this building is phenomenal.
Tommy's men's coach Rico Blasi says this is a great moment for the senior players.
See their faces, the excitement, just the joy of having a new home. It's pretty special.
The men's hockey team also plays Providence tonight. The arena will also be home of the St. Thomas men's and women's basketball teams. The Minnesota Timberwolves meet the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. The Wolves won their opener in Portland. The Lakers lost theirs to Golden State. Game starts at 9 p.m. This is MNN.